So I was watching Homeland the other day with my wife, and they usually take a year off in between seasons. So it's been 2 years since they had a new episode. During these 2 years, I've realized that all the movie stars are a bunch of trannies, right? Which is kind of shocking. So I haven't seen this show since then. So I turned on the show. I immediately spotted Claire Danes as a suspect, and I asked my wife about it, and she said, "Well, no, it's just a real woman who looks like a tranny." That's what she thought, and I thought, well, maybe, because she has a lot of female mannerisms and stuff too. So I thought, well, yeah, she looks like a tranny. It doesn't mean she is one, right? So there she is doing the devil horns on national TV, and there she is at the Emmys, Idols, the Golden Calf, some kind of fallen angel kind of thing, holding that mystery ball of weirdness. I was basically fooled watching that show, thinking this is a real woman. But you can see right there, she's got three head sizes, man. The wide shoulders, somewhat, strongish arms. There she is getting the Golden Globe. Another sign. It's just a classic indication you're an Illuminati tranny, is if you're holding the golden ball by the shaft. She's got the pentagram on Tranny Wood Boulevard. It's just not, things are not looking good. Sorry to say. She's a very good actor, I think. Good actor. Great character. Very neurotic and interesting. A lot of layers to the character. But if you look back when she was younger, looking a bit more like a young boy, like a teenage boy. Look at those male hips. They end below the belly button. Those are male hips. And the male torso, male waist. Shoulders are much wider than the hips. And these people are raised transgender for the most part since birth, if not before then. And this is a troubling sign when she's dating Leonardo DiCaprio. With his widow's peak there. You can see clearly he's a woman, right? You can see very clearly who's the man, who's the woman. We know the woman is on the left, the man's on the right. All right, that's the way it is right there. No doubt about it. Look at the jaw. Who's got the more square jaw? Who's got the widow's peak? Who's more girly? Who's more pretty? Leonardo is a pretty boy. He's a tranny, all right? She's a very high-ranking Illuminati tranny, man. Don't let her fool you. She produces the show. She basically owns that show, I believe. Dating Leonardo, man, back then, the height of his fame, she was the chosen one. You think she would be a lot more kind of famous than she really is, but she's very powerful behind the scenes. This is a real powerful Illuminati tranny. Not many of these people have their own shows like this, all right? This is one tough cookie, man. This is one tough Illuminati tranny. You don't want to mess with this one. We all sin. I'm certainly not perfect. I had to repent. But now I'm waking up, realizing how wicked this world really is, man. It's mind-blowing. I can't even believe it. I can't even believe I'm making these videos. Oh, yeah, the strong jaw. I showed these photos to my wife, and she's like, "Oh, no, another one." And look at the hips, The hips end too soon. The hips are too low. The hips don't come up high enough. Those are male hips, all right? Her shoulders are wider than her hips. Find me a real woman on TV, because I can't, No, I think there's some extras and people with very small speaking parts in this show that were real women. So I think there's some real females, and I've heard from insiders, there are some real women in small roles, but the major roles and even the supporting roles, recurring characters, these kind of things. Look at that. That's tranny. Classic tranny look right there. Classic tranny look. I'm transvestigating every show I watch now, and they're all a bunch of trannies, all right? They're all a bunch of trannies on TV. Trannies on the TV, man. I even wrote a song. I mean, you can't get much more conviction than that. Okay, now we got the hips. At first glance, you'll see, well, she got a little hourglass shape there, but look at the shoulders. Shoulders are wider than the hips. And she's got those low-riding male hips. Torso is very long and slender. That's a male torso, I'm sorry to say. Three head widths. That's the way it works on men. Wide shoulders, man. Wide shoulders. Three head widths. Male torso, male hips. That's the way it is on this one. There ain't no baby coming out of that thing, man. I don't care how many moon bumps she buys. There ain't no baby coming out of that thing. What happened to her breasts? Where's her fake breasts? She's not properly deceiving us. Come on. Get with the program. See that low riding ass, man? It's a low riding male ass. Straight back, straight back. That is a male body. There it is again, the ring finger. Longer, or you could say the index finger shorter. There are some exceptions in real women, of course, but we've seen about 10 different signs on this one already that she's a tranny, all right? How many do you need? She's the lead character on a TV show. That's all you really need anymore, isn't it? What more do you need than that? She won the Golden Globes. She won the awards. She has a male hips. She got male skeletal frame. Only men have male skeletons. Yeah, she does wear lipstick and have long hair. And she talks like a woman. That's about it. It's a disguise. She's an actor. Speaking of moon bumps, there's a moon bump. All the girls on the show are trannies, all the main characters, okay? Kind of funny looking dude. You know, he's the lead character in a TV show, all right? This one is one of these alien types, man. They want us to get used to the aliens so that we accept the hybrids. It's basically the X-Men are coming. The X-Men are here. These are the X-Men. They're mutants. They're hybrids. Look at the brow ridge, man. The brow ridge. Above the eyes, a little puffy there. A little too much ridge. A lot of makeup. Good makeup job. These people have professional makeup artists, right? And a nose job. Very small nose. That'll fool you. These Egyptian gods. The small g. These are the gods of Egypt. That's what they are, right? Nephilim. The hybrids. The bloodlines. They're possessed by the disembodied spirits, man. And this one played the queen of the aliens named Anna in the V TV series from 2009-2010. Well casted. You got to get the Nephilim hybrid to play the Nephilim hybrid, otherwise known as aliens. But we know what they really are. They're demons. And in that show, they show you exactly what's going on. Genetic engineering, creating soulless vessels, destroying humanity, taking over the world. There's another actor from Homeland. So there's one of the supporting trannies, okay? Best supporting tranny. In fact, she looks familiar. Was she on the Golden Globes video I just did? And I believe these people are unclean bodies inhabited by unclean spirits. Look at all these trannies, man. They just need to escape. Get out of there. Get out of Hollywood. This one fails the finger test again, right? That's like some big Indian tranny or something, you know? I always thought she looked kind of funny. And like a few years ago, I saw her on this show. I was like, what is up with her face, man? It seems kind of weird, you know? Something doesn't look right. Too much plastic surgery. What's going on here? I couldn't quite put my finger on it, you know? 99% of A and B list actors, trannies. That's a safe thing just to keep at 99 instead of going to 100, you know? You never know when there's an exception, but it's looking pretty conservative here, you know? That's why I need you guys' help, you know? Find a real woman in a starring role, because I just haven't found one yet, or a supporting role. This one certainly is not. They're just everywhere. I don't mean to pick on these people, you know? The old saying, you point your finger at somebody else, there's three pointing back at you. So anyway, there they are hanging out with a bunch of trannies. Maybe these are supporting cast members, you know. Could they be FTMs? That would just blow my mind if they were, you know. And this one, I just thought I'd put it on there. These are all like leading actresses, quote unquote, of different shows and stuff. It was on some magazine. They're all a bunch of trannies. Just to, you know, exhibit B. Here they are, man. Look at them. They're all a bunch of trannies, all right? There they are on the cover of magazines. Anyone on the cover of a magazine is a tranny. Look at the one on the bottom, man. Come on. They're all a bunch of trannies, and I know you've seen these people somewhere on some show. I've seen them somewhere. They're all a bunch of trannies, man. The Hollywood Reporter, headline news. There ain't no real women around here in this Hollywood town. They're all a bunch of trannies. They're all a bunch of men dressing like women. They're demons. The horror.